Beis Amid Tepel, Pei Aleph Amid Beis. Again, we'll start right before the Mishnah. Gufa, Hamoitzi Meis Mushkav L'Rochboi. If somebody finds a mace that was buried underneath the ground, he was lying upon the, or straight across the road, Shoderech. L'Rochboi Shoderech. Straight across the road. Is L'Truma Tomei. If there's a question, the person that walked over this route, he Truma. We say this person is Tomei. This coin is not Lari Truma. L'Nozir, if this person that walked over this road was a Nozir, or else for Yosef Pesach, he's the person that has to bring Korban Pesach, we say Tor. Because this is the Chiddush of Tumas Tohim, that since at the time they walked over it, nobody in the world knew that the mace was there, therefore he's called Tor. The Medvar Mamurim, when do we say this? Shein Le Mokim Lavar, there's no way for him to go past. Avyesh Mokim Lavar, if the mace is not directly straight across the road, there is a place that you can walk over it, not over the mace, is after Truma Tor. Then we say even from Truma, somebody, a kohen that wants to see Truma, he's also Tor, because it remains a Sofik Truma B'Shus Rabim, you can go to Kula. When do we say these halachis? Shemotzu Sholem. If you found the mace in a hole, Avol Mishub, if you found the mace in pieces, or Mufurak, chopped up in pieces, Tor. Then we say the person that walked over this road is Tor. Why? Shema Bein Aprokimov, maybe he went over the pieces, in between the pieces. And he was not mild, he didn't go over the mace. What about the kever? Let's say all these pieces is in the coffin. Then afilu mishubur umafurak, tomei. Even though the pieces are chopped up in pieces, still whoever goes over this road is for sure tomei. Mifnei shai kever mitzarfen. Because the kever, the coffin is mitzarf, even though there are pieces all over it, it makes it like the tumah goes up all over the coffin. So anybody that went on top of the coffin has tumas mace on him. Pnei devam amurim, when do we say this halach is the mahalach? Paragla, somebody's walking. Avol toyin, if somebody is carrying a weight, and he's walking carrying weight, oy rochav, or else he's riding on a horse, or rochav, then tomei. Then we say, even though the pieces are scattered out, are broken up, still the person is tomei. Why? The vishamalef, paragla, if a person is walking normally with his feet, ef shashla yiga, it's possible you won't touch the mace, lo yahel, you won't be over the mace. Avu toin, let's say somebody is carrying a bundle, oy rochav, or else he's riding, ef shashla yiga, lo yoyel. It's not possible that for sure you touched the mace, or else you went over the mace. And like Rashi says, tone, if somebody is carrying something, he swivers back and forth. Lakan ulakan, o mayel outsdodif. Yevaita, the nedivam amurim, when do we say these alochis betumas hatoim? Only a question, if it's a suffix, if we never knew the mace was there. Avo betuma yedua, if everybody knew the mace was there, then we say tummy. Then taka misofik also yetummy. In other words, even a nozer, even Moshe Pesach, he's also tummy. The eizel hi tumas atoim, what is considered a tumas atoim that was covered that nobody knew about it? Koshloi hikra bo echod nisayf oilem. That nobody, even the whole world, knew that the mace was there or the tumma was there. Avo hikra bo echod nisayf oilem, if somebody at the end of the world knew about it, this does not have this chiddush of tumas atoim, and therefore, since you like went over the mace for sure, even though you did not know about it, still now when we find out that you went over it, you are tamei l'mafreya from before. Motza tamin v'tevin. Let's say you found the mace covered up in straw, the yofer and dirt, ubetzruos or in pebbles and stones. Hareze tumas atoim. That's considered a good case of tumas atoim. Since it was covered up, you did not know it, nobody knew about it, was there, that's called tumas atoim. What about b'mayim? It's only covered up with water, or v'afela, or else it's dark. Over nekike hasloim, cracks in the stones, ain't that tumas atoim. This is not called tumas atoim. Because if you look carefully, you could see it. Even though it's dark, if you put a light there, you could see it. In the cracks of the stone, you could look there, it's possible to see it, but some of people know about it. V'loy omru tumas atoim, elu l'meis v'vad. We only have this chiddush of tumas atoim, that minasofik, that since you did not know about it at the time, you have a din tor negate the karbonis. That's only said if you touch the tumas mates, like we had before, but negate the tumas sheretz, whereas negate the tumas zav, you do not have this chiddush of tumas hatoim. Nitma sholem, if the whole korban pesach became tomei, nitma sholem, the whole korban became tomei. Sheretz touched the whole korban when it was still sholem. Oy ruboy. Or else most of the meat of the Korban Pesach became tummy on Erev Pesach, then the locher is surfin oisar lefnei habira. You're supposed to burn the meat, since it's tummy and not allowed to eat it now, The din is it's toin sreif, you have to burn it. Where do you burn it? Lefnei habirah means in the Beis HaMikdash, on the regular mizbeach. Me'atzei hamarocha. You could use the regular wood that's on top of the mizbeach, the atzei hamarocha, that wood you could use to burn your tomat at the Korban Pesach. Rashi says, nitma sholem aruba, sarkos lefnei habirah. Kol ha-migdash kulay kori bira. Any part of the Beis HaMikdash is called the bira. The Gemara before time, why it's called Beis HaBira, or why you could burn in the Beis HaMikdash. And who are then you're allowed to use the wood, me'atzei hamarocha. What about nitma miyutai? Let's say only meat, the small amount of the meat of your korban became tummy. Hey, most of it is torah. Just one part of it, after you cut up the meat, one part of it became tummy. Is nitma miyutai, or else v'hanoyser. Let's say you had meat left overnight. You didn't eat the korban at night, you didn't eat all the meat. You had a little bit meat left over to the next morning, which is chala din noiser on it. Is alocha then sarfen oisam v'chatzrasayim. You have to burn it, but where? Privately. Burn it in your own chutz, in your own backyard. Or else burn it on top of your roof. And what type of wood? Me'atzei atzmon. You're supposed to use your own wood. Don't burn it in the Beis HaMikdash with the Beis HaMikdash's wood from the atzei marocham, for the mizbeach, but no, use your own wood and burn it on top in your own private house. Hatziknin, let's say people that were stingy. Trashi Yatzronim, Kloima, Shein, Sori Yayin, they were stingy. They didn't want to waste their own money. Sorfin Noiser of Nehabira. They would take even a small amount of Noiser, or the small amount of the meat that was Tomein, and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it there. Lefnei Habira, Vishril Enes Miyatzi Marocha. In order to save themselves the money, not to have to use their own wood and waste their own wood, they would rather take their small piece of meat back to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it there using the Hegdish wood. So mashma, the din is, you are allowed to do this. Hey, since it is Kodshim, and Kodshim is supposed to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to do it. Just the din is, the Mishnah says, if it's a small amount, metchila, burn it in your own house. Burn it privately. But the Tziknim, people that are stingy, if they do it, we let them do it. Like, Minikar Adim, Midiraisi, it's mutter to burn any Kodshim in the Beis HaMikdash on the Yatzei Marocha. Just we say, since you could burn it privately, we say if it's a small amount, you're supposed to burn it privately. We'll soon see why. So tomorrow, my timer. What's the tam? Why do we say if nitma sholim, if the whole korban became tamei, or else ruboy, then your badavka is supposed to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash? Why? Mashma, you could burn it privately in your house. So why do we say you have to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash? Om Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Kedei Labayshan. We want to embarrass you. We want everybody to see the way you have to come back with your meat now and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. People are going to ask you, what are you bringing it back for? It's a korban Pesach. Take it home and eat it. You're going to have to tell everybody, I wasn't careful, and it became tummy, that's why I have to burn it. So we want to embarrass you today that you learn your lesson, and next year you'll be very careful with it and make sure it doesn't become tummy. Like it was your fault why it became tummy. You had your meat, the carbon Pesach, and you didn't watch it too carefully. You let a sheriff, something touched it. So it's your fault, we want to be mavayish you. But let's say only a small amount became tummy, that's not so gefelich. Most of it was Torah, then we don't have to embarrass you, then you're allowed to burn it privately in your own house, you don't have to tell anybody. Or Reminu will have a kasher on you. V'chein mi sheyotzim Yerushalayim. Somebody left Yerushalayim. After he went early regal, he with brought his kabonis, he left Yerushalayim. V'niskar, and he remembers now, sheyesh biyodoi bos ha-kodesh. He remembers he took with him a kochim, a korban shlomim, he took with him samit kochim kalim. And the halacha is, once you take it out of Yerushalayim, it's possible. That's a psul yaitzei. You're only allowed to eat the meat of kochim kalim in Yerushalayim. If you take it outside Yerushalayim, it's already possible. So you took it outside Yerushalayim, it's possible. The halacha is like this. Im ovad soifim. If you went past this place, soifim. So Rashi says soifim means that's a mokom sheyochol liras misham abirim. From this place, you could still see the Beis HaMikdash. O misham v'holo and yochol liraisim. From there on, you can't see the Beis HaMikdash anymore. So, if you pass this place already, then you're allowed to burn it where you are. Like Rashi says, we do not bother you to say you have to go back and burn it in Yerushalayim. Or the Sarfi Yerushalayim. You don't have to go back to Yerushalayim. Since you went far away from Yerushalayim, we'll let you burn it wherever you want. Rashi B'yafagav, the Kaimelam Per Kol Shor, Divamokim Achilas Kodeshim, Sam Sreifoson, Mivakodesh Bresti Sarf. Even though Metchila, you're supposed to burn the meat the same place where you're allowed to eat it, and you're only allowed to eat the meat in Yerushalayim, Still, that's only din mitchila, but here, b'di'evad, that you went far out of Yerushalayim, we don't bother you to make you come back to Yerushalayim. The Yimlav, let's say you didn't go so far out of Yerushalayim, you didn't pass Tzayfim yet, the Yimlav, then the din is, Chayzeb, if he didn't go so far, then we say the din is Chayzeb Esorfer. He has to go back and burn it in Yerushalayim. So what do you see? The Rashi Alma, the Yutai. Even though the person only realized he took a small amount of meat with him outside. Still we say he's supposed to go back and burn it in Yerushalayim. And it says where? Chayzeb Esorfer Lefnei HaBiron. And it says Meyatzei Amarochem. You're supposed to go back to Yerushalayim and go back up to the Beis HaMikdash and burn your small amount of meat that you took with you out of Yerushalayim, bring it back inside and burn it there. So you see clearly, even a small amount of meat, still you're allowed to bring back, or you're supposed to bring back and burn in Yerushalayim. And here now Mishnah says no. It says if you have a small amount of meat, then you burn it wherever you are, burn it by your chutzre in your own backyard, but don't come back to the Beis HaMikdash. And here it says no, even though it's a smaller pound of meat, still you're supposed to come back and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Chama Bar Rukva. Loi Kasha, I tell you there's no theory here. Kan Bach Sanoi, Kan Babal Abayis. Two different type of people. Ach Sanoi means you're a guest. You don't have your own house. So here we don't bother you. You should find wood and burn it wherever you are. Rather we tell you go back to the Beis HaMikdash and burn it there. Kan Aul Mishnah is talking about Babal Abayis. That you're going home and you have your own house in Yerushalayim. You have a place where you could find your own wood and burn it there. So we tell you you're supposed to burn it in your house and use your own wood. Don't use the Beis HaMikdash nikkur wood. Rashi kan bach sanoi shein le'etzim. You don't have wood. Is alocha sarfim yatzim arochem. Since you're only a guest here in town, we say you're allowed to use the wood from the Beis HaMikdash. Or masnitzin al mishnah that says no. A small amount of meat that became nicer or became tamei, burn it where you live. Or masnitzin babal abayis, somebody that lives in Yerushalayim, you have your own house. But since you have your own wood, we tell you use your own wood and don't use the wood from the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rav Chami bar Ukva's teretz. Rav Popper has another teretz. I'll tell you hobach sanoi. Both our mishnah is also talking about a guest, a person that doesn't live here, and this bright is also talking about a guest. So why does our mishnah say you're supposed to burn it privately if you're a guest? I'll tell you, kan she hechzik b'derech, kan shle hechzik b'derech. It's even a guest, as Rashi hechzik b'derech, lo etrichu lachzer al etzim. If a person is already on his journey, started to go, so pshat is he wants to get home. So now we don't tell him you have to look around and find your own wood to burn it privately. We give you the hetter, go back to the Beis HaMikdash and use their wood. Because we see you're already on the way to go. Mashenka, the person didn't leave yet, he's still in Yerushalayim, so even though he's only a guest here, we consider him like a person living here. You're not on your way home yet, so then our Mishnah says, if you only have a small amount of meat, burn it where you are, even though you're only a guest right now. But look around, find some wood and burn it there, don't use the Beis HaMikdash nikkur wood. Not that this Braisa says no, if you're on the way already, and you didn't go so far, you didn't go outside Yerushalayim, you didn't go too far out of Yerushalayim, you could go back and burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. That's because we don't want to bother you since you're on your way home already. Rav Zvid says, Li'olam k'diyama mikora. Rav Zvid likes Rav Chama bar Rukva's teretz. He likes his teretz, that what the teretz is, one is talking about the Balabos, our Mishnah is talking about a Balabayas that lives in Yerushalayim. Same, since he has his own wood, we tell him, find wood, take your own wood and burn it yourself. And here the Braisa says, you go back to the Beis HaMikdash, he's talking about a guest. You're not living here right now, so it's hard for you to find your own wood. We'll let you go back to the Beis HaMikdash. Kan, he says, this is like the first teretz, kan bach sanoi, kan babal abayis. V'yaf agav lehechzik v'derech. Even though the person did not start to travel back home again. Still, ach sanoi, since l'maisi you're a guest now in Yerushalayim, even though you didn't start your journey back, havakivan de leslei, since you don't have your own wood here, you're only a guest right now, so that's pshan dispraisa, osuhu kitzik siknin. We make you like our Mishnah says, a stingy person. A person that doesn't want to spend his own money, spend his own wood, he could go back to the Beis HaMikdash. So there it's not so nice if you have your own house, you have your own wood. But here that a person is only a guest in Yerushalayim, is only an asanoi, here the Rabbanan said, Matrila, you're allowed to go back and take the Beis HaMikdash's wood. Did Tanan, and now like our Mishnah says, Hatziknin, somebody stingy, doesn't want to use his own wood, is Sarfanas of Neabira. b'shvil lehenes miatzim arocha. The reason why this person is doing it, because he wants to enjoy the wood of the maroch of the Beis HaMikdash. He doesn't want to use his own. So avada, you are allowed to do it. So on your question, metchilo, though, the Rabbanim would rather you don't use from the Beis HaMikdash, but rather use your own. But here that you're an achsanoi, you're only a guest here, the Rabbanim will make you, you're allowed to use metchilo from the Beis HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanim, bo l'sorfoi b'chatzor sayim. If somebody's coming to burn his kodshim that became tummy, and he wants to burn it b'chatzor sayim in his own backyard, as he's taking the wood off the Beis HaMikdash and not burning it there, but taking the wood home and burning in his own house, is Allah ain't shaming lehem. We don't let him do that. It's not good. We stop him. Lefnei habira. Let's say he wants to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. Abu mayatzei atzmon. He doesn't want to use the yatzei marocha. He'd rather use his own wood. He wants to take his own wood, bring it back into the Beis HaMikdash, and burn his kodshim that became tamei there. Is also ain't shame on him. We don't let him do it. It's not a good thing. We stop him. So Moses says, Bishleim meyatzi amarocham. Bishleim, you understand. You can't take the wood from Hegdish and Bechatzur Seim and burn it in your own backyard. If you have your korban that became tummy, you want to burn it in your backyard. It's good you understand you can't take the wood from Hegdish. Ain't shame on him. We don't listen to you. Why? Dilma faishim inayim. Maybe you'll have some wood left over. You won't use all the wood. You took three pieces of wood off the Marocha, off the Mizbeach. And you'll only use two pieces right now to burn your carbon. The Yasabul of Etakola, and we're afraid this third piece of wood that's still left over, maybe you come to use it for your own purpose. And that'll be an Isamila, the Benisatakola. So that's, we understand, you can't take the Atzim Marocha to your house and use it privately. Even though for burning the kodshim there's no iser, it's not considered you having your own hanor. So Rashi says, "Lidei takolam, le'enes me'em hanor yisacheres, v'hanor zu." But this hanor that you're burning your kodshim ain't by mila. Here there's no mila. The Chur has the question, why not? You're using Hegdish's wood, and you're using it for your own purpose. You're burning your own kodshim. So Rashi says, "The tanai bezdenu, v'yamanas ken magdishin oisai." When the bezdin first made the wood Hegdish, they made it Hegdish on this tanai. That if anybody wants to use the wood to burn his own kodshim that became tamei, that's the use of this wood. So you're allowed to do it. So Mikir Adin, you're allowed to take this wood home and burn the wood to burn your kodshim. But we're afraid maybe you'll take too much wood, you'll have a piece left over, and you'll come to use it for your own private use, that would be an isamila. So that's why we understand you can't take Hegdish's wood and take it home. Elo lefnei habira. Meyatzei atzmon maitaima. Why can't you take your own wood into the Beis HaMikdash and make a fire there and burn your kodshim? What's wrong? There's no isamila there. You're allowed to take your own wood. And the Gemara, Rav Yosef Amar, Shulei levayish esmi sheinloi. We don't want to be mevayish. Somebody doesn't have his own wood. It's once you're in the Beis HaMikdash already, it's not nice to use your own. Because then other people that don't have their own, you're going to make them mevayish. So you embarrass them. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, we always say, use only from Hegdish. Rav Yosef Amar, another teretz. We're afraid people will think bad things. What happens here? You're going to bring your own five pieces of wood into the Beis HaMikdash and make your fire there and burn your kodshim that was tummy. Now, when you finish your fire, you may have some wood left over, which the Meister, that wood belongs to you. You have a right to take it home. Now, if you're going to take that wood home, people that see you taking the wood home are going to be achoshed you. They're going to think that you're stealing from Hegdish. They have a right to think that the wood now you're burning in the Beis HaMikdash, most probably this wood belongs to Hegdish, supposed to be on the Mizbeach, and this guy is walking home with it now, taking it out of the Beis HaMikdash. They're going to start thinking you're stealing from Hegdish. So Mishum HaChashad, we don't want people to think that you're stealing. You're not supposed to bring your own wood into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the second time why you shouldn't use your own wood there. So the Mara might be now, what's the difference between these two reasons? Ikra benayu, there's a difference. The IC koni v'chirusa. Let's say somebody bring reeds into the Beis HaMikdash. That's what you want to use to burn your kodshim that I told me. To loichozi l'marocham. Here, it's not right to use on the marocham. Because on the marocham, for burning, you have to have wood. Strong wood, dried out wood. But you can't use konim, you can't use reeds. So mishum ha-chashad, there wouldn't be any chashad here. Anybody sees you walking out with this type of wood, they won't be choshed you that you're stealing from Hegdish. They'll know for sure it's your own wood. Because nobody uses wood like this. There's not wood to be used.
Right. Tanan Hossen. Same type of halacha learned in Masech Tatamid. Rosh HaMaimid. There's a Rosh HaMaimid. Mamuna Akach. There's somebody was appointed to take care of this. What did he take care of this person? HaYamaimid Esatameyim. Any Kohen that became Tamei, so you're responsible, really, you shouldn't become Tamei. If you're supposed to be on God now to do the Avodah, you can only do the Avodah if you're Torah. If you become Tamei, you can't do the Avodah. So we have a Tainu in you. Why did you let yourself become Tamei? So this person, a special Mamun, a special policeman like, used to put all the Kanim that became Tamei, Al Shar HaMizrach. He used to put all these Kanim in a special place, on the East Gate. That's what he used to do with them. For the more my timer, why? What do we do this for? Why do we take all the kanim and put them on these gates? Omar Rabbi Yosef Yosef says, today Levayshon, we want to embarrass them. We want to teach them. Next time, be careful not to make yourself tummy. So we want everybody to see that you are tummy. You'll become very embarrassed, and next time you'll be careful not to do this. Rabbi Omar Hachashad. Rabbi says, no, there's a chashad here. If people will see you that you're not doing the avodah, they're going to think, you know why he's not doing the avodah? Because he got a better job today. You're a kohen. You're supposed to be on duty today. You're supposed to do the avodah. How come you're not working? They'll think, you know why he's not working? They won't know because he's tamei. They'll think he got a better job today. So if they are chashad, we put all these people that are tamei in one place. So everybody looks to him. Everybody knows that the reason why he is not doing the avodah is because he's tamei. My benai, what's the difference between these two reasonings? Why do we put all the kanim that are tamei in one place? You have a person that's a mafunik. That means the person is lazy, he doesn't do any work. He's not a guy that does work. So if this kohen doesn't come to do the avodah today, nobody's going to chayshid him to think, you know why he's not coming? Because he found a better job. Because this guy never does any work at all. So mela, people will know the reason why he's not doing the avodah today, mistaken because he's tamei. He's just tam that the kohen should be lazy not to come. That we're not afraid of. Why should we think he's tam lazy? He'll do the avodah. The only chash is, Mustam, he got a better job today. But if the person is mafunik, that means he never does any work in his life, so we're not afraid that people will think he got a better job, and people won't be choshed him. If he's not doing the avoid in the base of Midrash, they'll know Mustam is Tommy. In Nami, another case is, the kogodol shishura. The person is doing a type of a work, he's peeling pieces of wood, sticks. Zrashi, Inami, the godol shishura, mafshile chavolim, he's peeling sticks. She umnis kala. It's a very small work to do. You don't get too much pay for it either. Oschara mach, you get a little pay for that. V'yein b'nei yodim chashudim sheyichodlu milavu la'avoid b'vnei bitum lochazum. Nobody will be choshed you that you're a kohen. And today we see he didn't come do the avoid in the base of Migdish. Nobody will think, you know why he's not doing it? Because he would rather go and do his work of peeling sticks. But everybody knows peeling sticks, you get 2 cents for it. So nobody, no normal das, would say, I want my 2 cents rather than doing the avoid in the base of Migdish. So for sure, if he's not here, people will know the reason why is because he's tamei. So here also there's no chshad. So if the reason is we put all the current kanim tameim there because we want to embarrass them, that applies to these people also. We want to embarrass you that next time you'll be careful not to make yourself tamei. But if that's not the reason, now the only reason is because we don't want you to, we're afraid that people will think that you're not coming to work because you want to do other work. By these two cases, you won't have it. So, the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Sheyotza. A carbon Pesach that you took it outside had a psul yotzei on it. Oisha Nitmo, or else the carbon became tummy. Is Alocha Yisarif Miyan. Supposed to burn the meat right away. This is called the psul beguf. There's something wrong with the guf of the carbon itself. The carbon itself, you are yotzei. So, it depends what it is. If you took the chalofim, the fats, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it becomes possum. If you take the meat, which is kachem kalim, outside Yerushalayim, it becomes possum. So if you took the meat outside, the meat now is possum, you're not allowed to eat it. It's called the psuf in the guf of the meat itself. Therefore, the loch is you're allowed to burn it right away. You don't have to wait overnight till Ibbetzura, but you're allowed to burn it right away. What about nitnu habaylim? The korban pesach itself, everything is okay. Just the owner of the korban became tummy. Now that the owner became tummy, the owner can't eat the meat. So what do you do with this meat now? You have to burn it. Oy shemeso. Let's say the owner died. So now, as far as the korban itself goes, there's nothing wrong with it. This meat really is Torah Dika meat. If there would have been an owner here, it would have been eaten. But now that the owner is not here anymore, the din is you have to burn it. So this is called the psul, not in the korban itself. It's called the psul machmas dovracher. Something else is causing that you're not allowed to eat. This meat can't be eaten. So in such a case, the halacha is two batzerosim. The Yisarif, V'shishasa. You're not allowed to burn it right away. You can't burn it on Erev Pesach. No, first you have to wait until the Ibatsura, until you leave the meat overnight, that then it becomes nicer, and now it's called the Psula Guf. Once you leave the meat overnight, it became nicer. You're not allowed to eat the meat anymore. That's called Ibatsura, like something that the shape or the look of the meat changes. It means you left it overnight. So now that it's nicer, it's called the Psula Guf, and now you're allowed to burn it. But here the question is on Pesach itself, the 15th day, it's Yom Tov. And the Lacha is Ein Sar from Kachin B'Yom Tov. So therefore Rashi says, the Mishnah, you're only allowed to burn it first on the first day Chol HaMoed. You have to wait till B'Shishasa, burn it the 16th day. Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukeh Weimer, even in the case where just the owner, the Baalim, became Tomei by the Korban Pesach, is also Yisar Miyad, you're allowed to burn it right away. L'fi Shein LaYechlin, since nobody can eat this meat right now, it's also considered like a Psula Guf, and you're allowed to burn it right away. Rashi says, "Nitmu abaylem oishem esu, tiyem psula begufon el machmas dover achas shein leyochem." So we'll see in the Gemara what the machleik is. Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukeh and the Chum is. The Chum is saying if the owner became tamei, so even though he's not allowed to eat the meat now, but there's nothing wrong with the meat, so you can't burn the meat right now. You have to leave it overnight. And Rabbi Yechonon ben Brukeh says no. He yells that right now you're allowed to burn the meat. Since the baylem is tamei, he can't eat it. You're allowed to burn it right now. So Gemara says, Bishleim etomei. I understand if the meat became tomei. Ksiv. The pasuk says, V'habosar asher yiga b'chol tomei. Anytime any meat of kachim that touched something tomei, so the meat became tomei, is alocha lo yoichal. You're not allowed to eat this meat anymore. If meat of kodesh is tomei, you're not allowed to eat it. And what do you have to do with it? Beishi sarif. You have to burn it. So that's very good. The first part of the mission it says, if the korban itself became tamei, you have to burn it. How do I know you have to burn it? That's this pasuk, that the basar that became tamei is based yisarif. Elo yaitzim minolim. But the first part of the mishnah that says if you took either the fats or the meat of the korban and took it outside its machitzis, either outside Yerushalayim or else outside the Beis Hamikdash for the chaylev, is you have to burn it also. For Gemara, how do we know that a psul yaitze taking it out of its place, you have to burn it? Where it says, the pasuk says, "Hey loyhuva es domoy el kodesh penima." They did not bring the blood of the korban into the kodesh hakadoshim, into the penima. What is this? This is the pasuk. Now, what's the pasuk talking about? That Omar loy Moshe leYaron. Moshe had a tiny Aaron, and Moshe asked Aaron, "Madu lo yechaltem mesachatis?" The case there was by the Mluim that it was Rosh Chodesh, and they brought the Korban Shor Rosh Chodesh. Now the Korban Shor Rosh Chodesh, Aaron burnt it, and he did not eat it. So Moshe was asking Aaron, how come you burnt the Korban? Why didn't you eat it? The Korban was a Chatis, and the Korban Rosh Chodesh is a Chatis. A Chatis, the Kanam was supposed to eat it. So how come, Aaron, how come you burnt this Chatis? Why didn't you eat it? That was Moshe's question to Aaron. So Amalei Moshe li Aaron, Madua lo yechaltim es a Chatis? How come you didn't eat this Korban Chatis? Shemba, maybe, nichnas domo lefnai lefnim, maybe what happened was by mistake, you took the blood of this korban and you brought it where you weren't supposed to into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and if you brought the blood into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then I understand why you burnt the kachim. Oh, maloy, Aaron answered back, lav, no, that's not what I did, I didn't bring the blood in. Oh, maloy, so Moshe had questioned then, so I'm still, I have a question, why did you burn it? Shemba, maybe, chutzle mechitzosle yotasa, maybe you took the meat of this korban and took it outside its mechitzis, outside the Beis Hamikdash. That's why you should burn it. Or maloy, Aaron answered back, lav, ba'kodesh hoisa, no, this korban, this korban chattis, this year Rosh Chodesh, was here in the Beis Hamikdash the whole time. Or maloy, so Moshe answered the asked back to Aaron, I ba'kodesh hoisa, if this korban was in the Beis Hamikdash the whole time, v'hein loy huves domoy, el ha'kodesh penima, and you did not by mistake take the blood of this korban and bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you didn't do anything wrong with this korban chatis. So Torah says, Moshe asked Aaron, Madu lo yechalta Moshe? How come you didn't eat the meat then? Like Moshe didn't understand why Aaron didn't eat it. We'll soon see in the days why Aaron did not eat the meat. But I call upon him, we see from these questions that Moshe was asking Aaron, Mechlal etzarayan, dinofik, if it was true that Aaron by mistake took the meat outside the mechitzes, he took it outside the Beis Hamikdash, it has the psul yotza, inami ayel damo lefnim, or else if by mistake they took the blood and brought it inside to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the halacha is Bas Reifi. Then it's Mashma Moshe understood why Aaron should have burnt this Korban Chatis. So we see clear from this pasuk that if you did one of these two things, you...